Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, both of the leading presidential campaigns made a stop in Eau Claire this past Wednesday. We'll hear from both visits next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris campaigned on Wednesday in Eau Claire before a crowd of about 12,000 people. There were some traffic issues as she and her newly announced running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, made their stop in Eau Claire.
Hello, Eau Claire. Isn't it good to have a candidate who can pronounce the name correctly? So.
And, of course, Republican running mate of the presidential nominee for the GOP, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, also making a stop in Eau Claire as he had an initial statement and took a lot of questions, particularly trying to allow questions from as many local reporters as possible. Meanwhile, from the outset of her speech before that crowd of 12,000, Harris made it clear why she was making her sixth stop in Wisconsin this year. And her first campaign stop with her running mate after just announcing him the day before in Philadelphia.
So listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win. We are going to win.
Harris introduced herself to the crowd on hand.
Before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was an elected attorney general, and before that, an elected district attorney. And before that, I was a courtroom prosecutor. So in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women, fraudsters who ripped off consumers, scammers who broke the rules for personal gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's tight. I know his tight. In fact, I've been dealing with people like him my whole career. For example, as Attorney General of California, well, hold on. You know what? The courts are going to handle that part of it. What we're going to do is beat them in November. So I'll tell you, as Attorney General, I took on one of our country's largest for-profit colleges that scammed students. Well, Donald Trump ran a for-profit college that scammed students. As a prosecutor, I specialized in cases of sexual abuse. Well, Donald Trump was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General, I held the big Wall Street banks accountable for fraud. Well, Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud. 34 counts. So in this campaign, I'll tell you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
Harris says,
let's make no mistake. This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. It's about two very different visions for our nation. Two very different visions. One for us focused on the future. The other focused on the past. And Wisconsin, we fight for the future. We fight for a future where every worker has the freedom to join a union. Future where every senior can retire with dignity. A future where we build a broad-based economy and one where every American has the opportunity to own a home, to start a business, to build wealth. And understand, in this fight, as Tim Walz likes to point out, we are joyful warriors. Joyful warriors. Because we know that while fighting for a brighter future may be hard work, hard work is good work. Hard work is good work. And so we will continue to fight for affordable housing, for affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave. We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. Because while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. You know, when I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging. I will take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families. I will take on big pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans. And continue to bring manufacturing jobs back to America and back to communities like Eau Claire.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris in Eau Claire this past Wednesday. Before she took to the stage, though, Donald Trump's running mate Vance, the Ohio Republican senator, was giving an initial statement at Wallard Manufacturing before answering a number of questions. He was taking to task Harris for not talking to the media.
President Trump and I will go anywhere. We'll answer any question because we respect the American people enough to actually ask them for their vote rather than sit in front of a teleprompter, read scripted lines, and run away from every reporter and every actual citizen who's going to decide this election. I think it's a scandal, and I think the vice president should be ashamed of herself. So hopefully our reporters out there in the audience will start doing their job a little bit and going and demanding that Kamala Harris actually answer to the American people. And what should she answer for? And I think it's an important thing to point out here before I kick it over to you guys for some questions. Well, one thing she should answer for, we're in a great American manufacturing facility here, and I appreciate y'all showing up and standing behind me. But one thing we know is that you cannot manufacture in this country unless you have access to low-cost power. And we happen to be sitting on the Saudi Arabia of natural gas in this country. We happen to have unlimited oil and gas resources right here in the United States of America. And yet Kamala Harris would rather get energy from tin pot dictators in Iran and Russia than from American citizens and American workers. And not only is that driving up the cost of power for hardworking American families, it's also making it harder and harder to manufacture right here in the United States of America. And I'm one of these guys who believes that it's important that we make more things right here in the USA. We ought to make more of our own pharmaceuticals. We ought to make more of our own manufactured goods. We ought to make more of our own food. We have to be self-sufficient as a people. And if we're not self-sufficient, then it's going to allow the communist Chinese to run all over us. And that's exactly what they've been doing under the Harris administration. The other thing that Kamala Harris ought to answer for is this terrible crisis at the American southern border. She has been the border czar for 3.5 years, and Americans have suffered because of it. I know this community has been affected by it. I know I've seen the consequences of it personally. But the fentanyl that the Mexican drug cartels are bringing into our country, it is killing Americans by the bushels, and it is unnecessary. It is happening because of failed public policy. I talked to somebody just yesterday, actually, two kids, a 19-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl. And their mom and dad had died of a fentanyl overdose just 5 years prior, when they were 10 and 14 years old. These two kids were orphaned. And they're incredible kids. And I told them I was rooting for them. And I can't believe that our leadership has let what has happened to these children happen. It's not necessary. There's no American that wants the Mexican drug cartels to take advantage of our country and make billions of dollars selling drugs into our communities. And these kids suffered because of it. You have a little girl who's bounced around four foster homes in just the past 4 years because of the poison that took her parents from her. And you ask yourselves, why are we doing this? Why are we letting this stuff come into our country? I know very personally the pain of addiction. Some of you saw my RNC remarks, but my mom struggled with addiction for pretty much my entire life. And she's been clean and sober for nearly 10 years now, and that's an incredible blessing for my family, an incredible blessing for my kids to be able to get to know their grandmother. But I really believe that if the poison that Kamala Harris is letting come across the border in 2024 was coming across the border 15 years ago or 12 years ago, I would have never got that second chance with my mom. And we would have never had the opportunity to see her build a wonderful relationship with her three grandchildren. And if this campaign of Donald Trump's and mine is about anything, it's about preserving the American dream, and the American dream is sometimes a thing of second chances. We want moms and dads to recover from addiction and get another chance with their kids. We want kids who come from a poor family to be able to stand here and run for Vice President of the United States because it's the greatest country in the world, and we are proud of it, and it provides incredible bounty and incredible opportunity to our people. We want kids who grew up in low-income families to be able to walk outside and walk down the street without being afraid of a violent crime, because violent crime has skyrocketed under the Harris administration. We want police officers to be able to do their job and maybe receive a thank you from their federal government, and not a federal government that makes their job more and more difficult. And in all these areas, we have a country that's going in the wrong direction thanks to Kamala Harris. And I think that it's important to say we could be doing so much better. And not just that we could be doing so much better, we were doing so much better when Donald J. Trump was president of the United States. We had somebody who was fighting for American manufacturing, American workers, and fighting for their jobs. We had somebody who was empowering our police and making it easier for them to do their jobs. We had somebody who was stopping the flow of fentanyl and stopping the Mexican drug cartels from taking advantage of our country. And we had somebody who was pursuing the kind of economic policies where you could build a life in your home without having groceries become unaffordable, without having housing become unaffordable. The most consistent complaint that I hear from people all across the country, and I've been to more than a dozen states, I think, since Donald Trump tapped me, the most consistent complaint that I hear is that it is harder and harder for normal people to get by. And I happen to think that if you work hard and play by the rules in this country, you ought to be entitled to a good life in the country that your grandparents built. It's a very simple goal, and it's something that we can get for everybody. Now, is that possible? Thanks to Kamala Harris, grocery prices are up 30% since she took office. Gas prices are up 50% since she took office. Rent is over 40% since she took office. Every single thing that Americans need to buy in order to live a halfway decent life has become more expensive because of Kamala Harris's economic policies. And instead of saying, I'm sorry, instead of saying, maybe, we should go in a different direction, she's running from the media, refusing to answer tough questions, and hoping that a basement campaign is going to earn her a promotion. And I think we ought to say to Kamala Harris, you are fired. Your policies didn't work, your agenda doesn't work, and it's not what the American people want.
J.D. Vance, from his appearance at Wallard Manufacturing in Eau Claire, shortly before Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz took to the stage at the event center, the new event center on the west side of Eau Claire. Later, when Walz spoke, here's a portion of what Harris's running mate had to say at the rally before the 12,000 people on hand when he preceded her on stage.
And a real special thank you to everybody here looking out across here. Look, you're busy people. You got things to do. It's a summer day. You had to walk 2 miles. I had nothing to do with that, by the way. Nothing. But you came here for one beautiful, simple reason. You love this country and this democracy. I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket to help make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States. You know it. Vice President Harris is on the side of the American people. She took on predators, fraudsters, transnational gang members. She stood up against powerful corporate interests, and she never hesitated, not once, to reach across the aisle if it improved people's lives. Being a Midwesterner, too, I know a little something about commitment to people. I was born in a small town in Nebraska where community meant everything. My mom and dad taught me to show generosity to my neighbors and work for a common good. At 17, I joined the Army National Guard. For 24 years, I proudly wore the uniform of this nation. And that service, just as it did for my dad, a Korean War veteran, and millions of others, I got the GI Bill and it gave me a shot at a college education. My dad was a teacher. My siblings were all teachers. And three of them married teachers. It's noble work. I had the privilege of teaching public school, social studies, and coaching football for 20 years. And for all you Packer and Badgers fan, yeah, we did win a state championship. So it's what we do. But it was my students who encouraged me to run for office. I never thought that much about it, but they saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them. This idea of a commitment to a better world, a common good, a belief that one single person can actually make a difference. I lived in a red district, but my neighbors were kind enough and graced me with the opportunity to go to the United States House of Representatives for 12 years to represent them. I learned how to compromise without compromising my values. And as governor of the great state of Minnesota, I brought all that experience. Bringing that experience to tackling the challenges that we're facing our state. We don't shy away from challenges, but I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, he sees the world differently than we see it. He has no understanding of service. He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president. He froze in the face of COVID and it cost people's lives. He drove the economy into the ground. And make no mistake about it, violent crime was up when Donald Trump was president.
Wall says this election is pretty simple. It's about asking this question.
Which direction will this country go in? Donald Trump knows the direction he wants to take us. He wants to take it back. He wants to do the things that you saw, but be very clear. Don't believe him when he plays dumb. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows exactly what Project 2025 will do in restricting and taking our freedoms. He knows that it rigs the economy for the super rich. If he gets a chance to go back to the White House, it will be far worse than it was 4 years ago. Raising costs for the middle class, repealing the Affordable Care Act, gutting Social Security and Medicare, the very safety nets that protect people when they're down. And of course, banning abortions across this country, with or without Congress. This is where we talk to our neighbors. Donald Trump is not for you or your family. And Trump's running mate shares those same dangerous and backward beliefs. You know, just like all of us in regular America, we go to Yale, and then we have our careers funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then you write a book about the place you grew up, and you trash that place. Come on, that's not who Wisconsin is. That's not who Minnesota is. We're better than that.
Again, that is the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, from the rally that Democrats held at the Event Center on Eau Claire's west side, where Country Jam is held this past Wednesday. And also the Democratic presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, with Walz there at that gathering. Meanwhile, about that same time, it was the Republican vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, who was speaking and answering questions at Wallard Manufacturing. So Eau Claire right in the center of the presidential campaign universe, with the election now just 86 days away. But even closer is the primary election. Yes, that is this Tuesday. Polls open all across the state, 7 in the morning till 8 at night. And those two referendum questions we covered in last week's show, check the podcast for more information. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs show of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.